Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the March 16th, 2026 Rules Committee meeting. I am your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton. I'm joined by Vice Chair Stephen Sherrill, as well as President Mandelman. Our clerk today is Victor Young, and I want to thank Jamie Echeverry at SFGov TV for making sure that this meeting is made available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will also be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of March 24, 2026, unless otherwise stated. That completes my announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Please call item number one.
Item number one is a hearing to consider appointing one member, term ending March 1st, 2027, and one member, term ending March 1st, 2029, to the Sheriff's Department Oversight Board.
Thank you so much. So we have two candidates here this morning, I believe, and we will call them up individually as they appear on my agenda, and just want to hear from you and why you want to serve. And we will first call up Gail Renee Rossborough. Either one, the bigger one.
Good morning, supervisors, and thank you for the opportunity to be considered for a seat on the San Francisco Sheriff's Department Oversight Board. Again, my name is Gail Roseborough. I'm a native San Franciscan and a current resident. For the past 11 years, I've worked inside the jail system operated by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office through five key schools and programs, where I serve as the director of in-custody college pathways. In this role, I've worked closely with in-custody students, educators, and custody staff to ensure educational opportunities remain accessible. I have partnered with institutions such as City College of San Francisco to provide post-secondary opportunities, including dual enrollment with Five Keys High School classes. And this helps students to continue education while preparing for successful reentry. I also collaborate with High Street Community Services to connect students with supports that strengthen their transition back into the community. My experience working in the jail has given me clear understanding of how policies, procedures, and daily operations affect both in-custody students and staff. While I work within the system, my perspective is grounded in education, partnership, and accountability. It has shown me the importance of transparency, strong communication, and thoughtful oversight to ensure systems and systems serve the public effectively. I hold a master's degree in special education, which shapes how I approach systems and policies with a focus on equity, access, and the dignity of all in-custody individuals. If appointed, my goals include supporting access to educational opportunities for all students, including accessible access into the education corridor. Also exploring healthier food options that reduce reliance on highly salted and soy-based meals. I would approach this role by listening carefully, asking thoughtful questions, and supporting policies that strengthen transparency, accountability, and community trust. As someone born and raised in San Francisco in District 11, I would work inside the jail system and be invested in these institutions to function in a way that it impacts our community in a way that benefits us as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you have a relationship with the Sheriff's Department, either with the leadership of the department or just with deputy sheriffs as a whole?
No, I work with Five Keys, and so my leadership is through Five Keys.
And have you had a chance to just engage with the department and, you know, get to know deputies and leadership of the department? And how do you envision being able to work with the Sheriff's Department in this role?
I think that this members that I work with in the Sheriff's Department knows my position, know that I'm a fair person, and that I've always advocated for opportunities for the students that we serve. So they know me to be impartial. I don't have any commitment to them. My commitment when I work in the jails are with my students.
Thank you. President Mandelman.
Thank you for your willingness to serve in this role. And I'm just catching myself up a little bit. What's your job at Five Keys?
I'm the director of In Custody College Pathways. So I direct the Keys to College program, which brings in City College to offer college classes to students.
In our jail in San Francisco?
Yes, in San Francisco, County Jail 2 and County Jail 3.
And how long have you been with Five Keys?
12 years.
It's my perception that the nature of that work has changed, or access to the jails has changed in that time. Do you have thoughts about that?
The pandemic did impact our ability to hold 10 classes in the education corridor in County Jail 3. We, with the relaunch of the Keys to College program, we are opening up the corridor and offering more classes. But as you can imagine, it is still a challenge, especially with the closure of one of the jails downtown. It's really impact the population of individuals that we serve. Not all students are allowed access into the corridor.
I mean, I think I've had this conversation with deputies before, but the consolidation meant that there's just more work for the deputies to be doing at the San Bruno site, and so they are not as available to make the corridor available. Or what's the story? What's going on?
The Sheriff's Department has made opening up the corridor a priority.
Okay.
Priority, and that has a lot to do with organizing all of the programs that are being offered in the county jail and letting them know how we've had challenges with access.
Yeah.
So right now the corridor has a priority to stay open. It's just bringing, being able to bring students in the corridor for classes.
All right. Well, thank you for the work you do there and for your willingness to serve in this capacity.
Thank you.
Thank you, President Mandelman. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And now we will bring up Carla Cuevas. And forgive me if I mispronounce your name.
That was perfectly pronounced. Thank you so much. May I open the laptop to look at my notes?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Good morning, members of the Rule Committee, Chair Walton, Supervisor Cheryl, and Mandelman. My name is Carla Cuevas. I am a SOMA resident, a professional court interpreter, and a candidate for the Master of Legal Studies at UC Law San Francisco. I am here today to apply for the Sheriff's Department Oversight Board with a specific focus on seat 4, the labor representation seat, or seat 1. Thank you so much for hearing me out today. I offer this committee, and I want to serve because I think it's a very good opportunity for me to bring in a 360-degree view of the sheriff's department through three different points of view. One, as a labor leader, I've served on the bargaining committee for the California Federation of Interpreters and was part also of the team leading the effort to democratically elect the new bargaining unit. Currently, I support the California Alliance of Legal Interpreters as a mobilizer. Therefore, I have a seat at the negotiating table. I've managed complex labor management dynamics and learned about it. And I advocate for workers' rights. I understand that effective oversight requires a deep respect for labor roles, and I am prepared to fulfill the charter's mandate for the labor-designated seat. Second, as a legal professional, I would like to tell them that for 15 years, I have worked inside our county jails and courtrooms as a certified court interpreter. I see the other side of the sheriff's department daily, the impact of lockdowns, overcrowdings, and all the challenges that come with overcapacity and understaffing, and the critical need for language access as well. I will take full advantage of tours and other opportunities to learn more about how the Sheriff's Department is operating currently. Also, and probably most importantly, I have served in the community, and my moral compass and my desire to serve in the board is guided by my life as a Mexican immigrant, a survivor of domestic violence, and a mother who once navigated homelessness. I received many services in these situations, and I wish to give back. I've been the person calling the sheriff for protection, and I've been the neighbor witnessing stabbing, drug sales, and the like in Soma alleyways. I know what it takes or what it feels like when the system works, and the tragedy that occurs when it doesn't work. My goal on this board is to ensure that every resident, and I'm including here inmates in a cell, a deputy on duty, a neighbor in Soma, an addict who is rehabilitating, a homeless person who wants to move forward. And every resident should be treated with the dignity, transparency, and safety they deserve. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I don't have any questions. President Mandelman, Vice Chair Sherrill, no questions. Thank you so much. Mr. Clerk, we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment? There are no public commenters on this matter.
Thank you so much. Seeing no public comment, public comment is now closed. I first just want to say thank you so much to both individuals for coming in and wanting to serve. The Sheriff's Department Oversight Board is an important body, and we have a lot of work to do to make sure that the resources are available so that the board can do its job, and we can make sure that, to your point, Ms. Cuevas, that everyone is safe and able to thrive here in San Francisco. So just want to appreciate both of you and let you know that the work ahead is not easy, and we all need to work together to make sure that this board can do its full mission. So with that said, I want to make a motion to move forward Gail Rossborough for seat 1 and Carla Cuevas for seat 4.
Yes, on the motion for the recommendations. Vice Chair Sherrill. Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 2.
Item number 2 is an ordinance amending the administrative code to modify the Jesse Alley's downtown activation location to include the northern side of Mission, excluding the public street portion of Mission Street between Jesse Street East and Jesse Street West, and to make clarifying revisions, the Mina Alley downtown activation location to include Mina Street between Shaw Alley and New Montgomery Street, the Natome downtown activation location to include Natome Street between New Montgomery Street and 180 feet northeast of 2nd Street, the 2nd Street downtown activation location to include Jesse Street between 2nd Street and New Montgomery Street, and the Yerba Buena Lane downtown activation location to include the southern side of the Market Street between Yerba Buena Lane and 250 feet northeast of Yerba Buena Lane, excluding the public street portion of Market Street, and affirming the Planning Department's determination under California Environmental Quality Act. Just to note, there is a request that this matter be referred out as a committee report.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. And today we have Ben Van Houten, or Houten from OEWD, and forgive me if I mispronounce your last name.
No, that's quite all right. Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Cheryl, President Mandelman, Ben Van Houten from the Office of Economic and Workforce Development here with legislation that would provide some technical fixes and slight expansions to several of the approved downtown activation locations. All of the downtown activation locations are also designated as entertainment zones in San Francisco, and so this legislation is really about expanding the entertainment zone footprint in these spaces, given the successful public space activation that that the Yerba Buena Partnership has been doing in the Yerba Buena neighborhood across all of their entertainment zones. Three key fixes here. There's currently an entertainment zone designated on the two alleys, the two Jesse alleys, Jesse East and Jesse West, that does not have any connection between them. So you could have entertainment zone activity in both alleys, but not walk between them. This legislation would connect those alleys on Mission Street. Additionally, there have been very successful entertainment zone activations on Yerba Buena Lane, but some of the businesses adjacent to Yerba Buena Lane that actually front on Market Street have not been able to participate. This would enable them to do that. And then finally, by expanding the entertainment zone and downtown activation location footprint on a number of side streets adjacent to 2nd Street, that would enable entertainment zone activation during 2nd Street activation and events. Happy to answer any questions in the appreciate your consideration of this item.
Thank you so much. Don't see any questions or comments from colleagues. Mr. Clerk, please go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. My name is Jill Linwood. I work with the Yerba Buena Partnership. Thank you for bringing this item, Supervisor Dorsey's office and OEWD and Ben Van Houten. As Ben mentioned, the entertainment zone activations in the neighborhood have been extraordinarily successful, so much so that we see the benefit of fine-tuning the lines to allow more businesses to participate, and frankly, the number of attendees to grow by expanding the physical footprint. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. And I would like to make a motion to move this item forward with recommendation as a committee report.
Yes, on the motion to recommend as a committee report. Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion passes. Mr. Clerk, do we have any other items this morning?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.